You're listening to Films of the Future.
I'm Kendall Bruns.
And I'm Alan Matosky.
And we review films before we see them.
This week's film is Birdman.
Or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance.
We had it all. You were a movie star, remember?
Who was this guy?
He used to be Birdman.
I like that poster.
You wrote this adaptation?
I did, yeah.
And you're directing and starring in your adaptation. That's ambitious.
Are you afraid people will say you're doing this play to battle the impression that you're a washed-up comic strip character?
Absolutely not. That's why 20 years ago I said no to Birdman 4.
Hold the mask off! You do Birdman 4!
Now you're about to destroy what's left of your career. We should have done that reality show they offered us.
Shut up.
Alan, what do you think about this film?
I honestly... Let's start at the title, okay? I hate movies that have two titles, especially if it says or in the middle.
Well, just because it says or, I don't interpret that as being two titles.
Yeah. But I hate that convention in a movie. You know why? I just think it's a stronger title. But let's not judge a book by its cover or
but
a
I would
movie
say,
by its title.
Well, but I think they're telling us a lot about their whole attitude about this film and what they're trying to do.
That it's an artsy piece of something?
Yeah. That they're or it's like unconventional or they're going to take it to
original.
Well, you know what it is? It reminds me of is books. Mm. Every single book nowadays has the title and then there's the blah, 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 blah subtitle.
God, I hate it, man. I hate that.
Why do you think they do it?
I think exactly for your reason, to sound important.
What if we, as humans...
I mean, what is the title of the movie?
Birdman or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance.
What if it was like Birdman or Condor Man, which is a different movie? But what if it were like Birdman or... one guy's life.
Yeah, I mean
something long, but it's always got to be the unexpected virtue of
ignorance.
Ignorance. Oh, gosh. I'm not a fan.
What if people did that
of the title? But I did enjoy this movie. I do enjoy this movie.
You like this movie?
I do like it, and I'll tell you why. I'm a Keaton fanatic.
Oh,
my house growing up, and this is the truth. My house. Had so much VHS with Michael Keaton on it. Night Shift, mm-hmm. Gung Ho, The Dream Team.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen any of those.
They're all amazing
Mr.
movies.
Mr. Mom is where I go.
Mr. Mom's a great one. Yeah. We actually didn't own it on VHS, because I'm not going to lie on this thing. I've seen it a bunch of times. And that's actually, Mr. Mom is one of, on my short list of, you know, there's no depth to what Hollywood will sink to remake a movie. Like
when is Mr. Mom happening again?
I'm telling you, it's gonna be 2015. That's my prediction.
Well, why not Mrs. Dad?
Well, I don't know why. Because you can't star that fat guy from Superbad in it.
Oh, I get it. I have always wanted to make grilled cheese.
Shouldn't
with an
I know
iron.
That guy? Shouldn't I know his name if I'm reviewing movies?
Jonah Hill.
There it is.
Jonah Hill.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. I can always count on you, Kendall, and I appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Alan. I also find you to be someone that I can rely on.
Night Shift. Henry Winkler, and it's Michael Keaton's first movie, and they run a prostitution ring out of the morgue.
Mm.
The city morgue. It's hilarious.
Funny.
It's hilarious. He is hilarious in it.
Yeah.
He's always listening to this Walkman. Gung Ho, he's like a... it's all about unions and building cars and the Japanese.
The only of these movies I've seen so far is Mr. Mom.
And the Dream Team is him and Christopher Lorre, Peter Boyle. There's more. But that's enough right there.
Yeah.
And then the guy who played Flounder on Animal House. And their mental patients, whose their doctor gets like assaulted. And then while they're on this, what do you call it, vacation, field trip to the city, and basically they're like all playing crazy people.
Well, all of this conversation is relevant to talking about this film because I'm a
Keaton man.
In the film stars Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
He plays this washed up actor who is identified with this iconic film character, Birdman. And he's trying to do a Broadway play, but he's like haunted by the demons of his past.
Sure.
And so it's this sort of like meta thing because Michael Keaton played Batman.
Yeah.
A little known fact about Michael Keaton. Yeah, and so the first time you see this trailer or hear anything about this movie, you're like, there's this meta thing going on because it's Michael Keaton who played Batman, but he's starting the movie as a guy who's like used to play a superhero character in it. And then that's, so then you immediately are making these parallels with Michael Keaton and thinking, well, what is, it makes you reassess his career in a way.
Oh man.
Cause I'm like, I'm trying to think, he's a guy who you respect and think he's like a huge star. Right. But then you start trying to think of like, well, why is that? And I get to the Batman, and then there's the movies you're talking about, but what...
I wasn't also done with my list, by the way, of movies that we own. We own Clean and Sober, which is a drama that he's in, where he plays an alcoholic who, like, he's, like, with this girl, and she ODs and dies, and he, like, as he's driving his car, he, like, hears on the radio that there's this place you can check in, and they won't give out your name. And so he like goes into this rehab clinic to hide out, but he has to go into rehab.
But what are the movies that he's known for?
I think Clean and Sober was his big one. No, Multiplicity.
Multiplicity. With
Annie McDowell.
That's a good one.
Who's awful.
I mean, it's no Mr. Mom.
No, no. I think Mr. Mom was probably a big one. A big one for him. But yes, of course.
Batman.
Of course Batman.
And I would say in the years since then... What do we know? Multiplicity was after that.
Multiplicity was after that.
Neither of us looked at his filmography to prepare for this.
No.
So that's... No, I didn't.
Okay.
So, because that's not a normal thing that people do.
He did two big ones after Multiplicity, which are Jackie Brown and Traffic.
And I guess that's what... Which
is interesting, and I just want to say this. This is a very interesting fact, movie fact. Can we just talk about film for a minute? That he plays the same character from, is it Elmore Leonard novel?
Yeah.
He plays the same character in two different movies by two different directors.
In Traffic?
Yeah, not the one, is it Traffic?
Soderbergh, right?
Yeah. Because there's two movies named
Traffic. I hope that's right, or else episode one, everyone's going to think we're an idiot.
Wait, he was in episode one?
No, this is episode one.
Yeah, he did the voice for the guy with the legs for arms and arms for legs. Remember that guy?
What's his name? Anyway, even at the time of Jackie Brown, I remember it feeling kind of like, oh, this is Michael Keaton's comeback. Like, you know, there was the John Travolta thing from Pulp Fiction, and then it was like, oh, Quentin Tarantino is the guy who takes people and brings them back. And I felt like there was some sense of that with Michael Keaton at Jackie Brown time. Which is one of my favorite sayings.
And there was one where he also had something to do with a radio, right? But here's the thing. I have been waiting for him to do this movie.
Birdman. Or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance.
I would have called it something else, but I have been waiting for him to do this because I love him. Like I really think he's a great actor. I think I love to watch his face. And here's one thing that I always wanted. I kind of knew it wouldn't happen, but once Sin City came out, you remember the Sin City movie? And they're making another one, I guess?
We'll Sin have to City, make sure to... A Dame to Kill For.
Yeah, we'll have to review that one before it comes out.
It's already out.
Is it already out?
I'm pretty sure.
Really? Wow, they should have done better.
Films of the past.
That's just called... No, so with that, though, one of his... I don't know if you know that... So the original Batman, right? Tim Burton...
Bruce Wayne.
No. Tim Burton borrows heavily from The Dark Knight Returns by Frank Miller. And it's illustrated by Frank Miller. It looks a whole lot like Sin City.
Yeah.
Only with Batman jumping around. And once I saw these Sin City movies that look just like his comic books, So let me also say this, that in Dark Knight Returns, it stars, it's a story of old Batman. Batman has not, Bruce Wayne has stopped being Batman for a really long time. He has a mustache and all this stuff.
Sign of old age.
Right. But he's gone and he's going insane. Like, he's going insane. And one night he flips out and becomes Batman again. And he has white hair, and it's wild. And so all I could think was when the Sin City came out, I was like, oh, man. Bring back Michael Keaton as... And do Dark Knight Returns just like they do with Sin City, like, frame for frame, panel for panel. Oh, that would be awesome. But I kind of knew that would never happen. Well, because a lot of the story, not some of the story, of Tim Burton's Batman 1 is they borrow from it.
1989, Batman. Mm. I was living in England, and I had never seen a movie at a movie theater in England, like at a British movie theater in England, until this time. My dad was like, hey, this is special. Let's go see this.
This is special.
We go to the theater. This is special.
Remember this day.
I won't
always be here.
He didn't say any of that. But we get to the theater, and he's getting the tickets. Opening day, crowded. He says, go get the popcorn while I get the tickets. Gives me a $10 bill or £10 note. Sorry. Oh, almost gave away the...
£10 note from our flat.
Give me a £10 note.
Let's go back to our flat.
Right. So, jolly good. I went to the concession stand and I says to the
fish and
guy,
chips, please, governor.
I says, I would like a small popcorn, please. They speak English there. And the concessionist asks me, would you like sweet or savory? Now, this is 1989. I'm a very young child. I'm so tiny. And I don't know what the word savory means. This is perhaps the first time I've ever heard it.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm scared by this word. But I know what sweet is. And I think this must be like Cracker Jacks or something. So I say sweet.
All right.
They give me my small popcorn. It looks just like regular popcorn, which I'm confused by. But I take it anyway because I don't like to cause trouble. Sure. I follow the rules.
Have.
I don't like to cause trouble. I go into the movie. We sit down. The Batwing goes in front of the moon. Wow.
You've missed a lot of the movie at that point.
Well, that's just a moment I remember from this particular first viewing. But I'm eating the popcorn and I'm like, this is strange. It's slightly sweet. It's kettle corn, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad has a slightly different reaction. He says...
He punched me in the neck.
He says, what did you do? It turns out this was not the popcorn he wanted either.
All right, 1989. I go see Batman in the theaters. I don't remember as much as you do about that day. But I did go to YMCA camp for 2 weeks afterwards. Canoes, all kinds of stuff. And man, let me tell you, every kid had just seen that movie just like me. I don't know if anybody didn't see that movie, they must have had a terrible time at camp. So let's get back to the movie.
Birdman.
Here's the one problem. I'm just going to skip to my problem with it. I love a lot about it. I love that it's
a great Keaton. Cast.
I mean,
Ed Norton, Zach Galifianakis, Emma Stone. She's got those big eyes.
And she, yeah, the too big.
Naomi Watts.
Yeah.
Star-studded.
I mean, it's wall-to-wall Oscars. They're not going to have enough Oscars to give to all these people.
Well.
I mean, they could make more. I'm really excited about this movie. Here's the one problem I have, and I think you might know what it is. You might not.
I have no idea.
There is a style of acting that was started by Bill Murray in a movie called Lost in Translation. It can only be properly executed by an old man. And what you do is you sit there, maybe on a couch or alone in your room or in a crowd of people, But you sit there and you stare into nothingness. And it's called acting. And people fucking love it.
But you have to have,
eat it with a spoon and
you have to have gravitas. You know, like not everyone can do that.
No. I'm telling you what, Kendall, everyone can sit there still and focus on a point across the room and just.
But can they sell it?
But sell it by being completely still?
Yes. I did not have that problem.
All right. Well, I did have that problem in a couple scenes, and it really bothers me. I couldn't get through Shop Girl.
well, that has totally different problems.
Well, no, but it has also, if you look, it has an old man, there's a lot of staring.
That may be true.
Okay, and it happens again here, and I'm
not here to defend Shop Girl.
I don't hate Bill Murray. I'm just not a fan of his. I mean, Uta Hagen. I'm interested in this acting technique. We got the Stanislavski.
Look, I have respect for acting too,
but when it comes to Murray's school, I'm just like, let's do.
I think words. There's this really interesting. This movie could only exist now in that back in the time when 1989 Batman came out, no one would make a movie about superheroes that was this meta. I've used meta earlier.
I'm using it again.
Because
I love you.
It's like, it's just the same way like Kick-Ass, that film or the comic book before it. Like that can only happen once there's a general like understanding of, okay, this is a genre, now we're going to talk about the genre. This is a film that's about all kinds of genres and is making statements about that, and I like that.
No, I actually like that too. I mean, there's a lot to like about the movie.
What do you think about the narration? Because there's this narration.
Well, that's Birdman, and he's giving the Batman, he's giving a Christian Bale.
It's like a Christian Bale Batman thing.
Which is,
and that's what I'm saying. Like, it's a reference.
Which I love. You know, like I love that it does take itself that, or it doesn't take itself so seriously that it can't borrow from, like, Christian Bale's gravelly voice. and, you know, some of the stuff that voice says is funny.
And then we've got fantasy.
Some of.
Sequences.
Fantasy sequences? I mean, from the trailer, I did see that.
This film is directed by Alejandro González.
That's true.
Inarritu?
Yeah.
Inarritu.
Amoros Perros.
And 21 Grams, which I've not seen. And
I don't remember a lot of Amoros Perros. That came out when I was high and in college, I believe.
On the release date, you were high?
I was high for a few years.
Wow.
And it was in college.
Hmm.
And I think that's when the show came out. I think I remember some of it. There's a dog, a guy who has a dog. And I'm not even joking. And he has, like, there's a guy with a beard, salt and pepper beard. He looks like the Dos Equis guy.
Oh, he doesn't always drink beer, but when he does, he drinks
dog blood.
Dog blood. Loss of blood weight. Anyway, yeah. The sorry, it's listeners. Okay. Now,
don't apologize. Don't apologize.
No,
to
I will never apologize.
Guys, we love you guys. Thanks for downloading
or streaming. You don't have to download it these days.
But just go ahead and put it on your phone. Subscribe to it. Every Wednesday. Is it coming out on Wednesdays?
Yet to be determined.
Again, way to take a stand. We're going to take a stand. We're in a heavy feet, they call that, in the improv world. Coming off that back line. Well, we still have some things to discuss. We can edit all this out.
Yes, okay, now. There's no editing.
All right, well then
just like in real life, there is no editing.
Except for us. Okay.
Unless
you're an editor.
But now it's time for, we're going to do a little segment that I like to call, how does this poster make you feel?
You have it printed out right there, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, I do. This is the poster for Birdman.
Okay. We're looking at the poster for Birdman. I'm sure that
Or the unexpected virtue of ignorance.
I can tell you immediately what I think of this poster.
Okay, so my question to you...
Give me the question.
Alan, my name is Kendall.
Hi, Kendall.
Hello, Alan. You're taller than me, but I have more hair on the top of my head, but you have a beard.
And?
I do not have a beard right now. And you have hair all over the other parts of your body.
That's not a question, Kendall. That's a weird rambling off of just words.
I'm trying to give the listeners a visualization. Often I listen to podcasts and I don't know who the people really are. Sometimes their voices aren't distinctly different enough, or I think we don't have that problem.
I'll tell you what. Let's just promise our listeners that in the next episode, next week, we will begin with a detailed description of our own bodies. I just also want to say this. Your glasses right now have a weird thing going on. What is that?
Well, we closed the window because of... We didn't want...
So the window closes and you suddenly get, like, evil eyebrow of fog? You look like a weirdo. All right. The question was, what does...
You're wearing a red bandana around your forehead.
They don't know that. All right,
Listen, Alan.
We're moving on.
How does this poster make you feel?
I can tell you immediately. Too many words. Half of this poster is just words.
It's suddenly occurring to me that as a listener, if you do not see the poster, this part might not make sense to you.
No, but we'll have a picture down there for you to see.
Yes, filmsofthefuture.com.
I mean, what do I know about it? I only, you know, what do I know about it? But I'll tell you what I know about it. Why are all their names up there? I love them all. I love everyone.
There's
an
illustration of Birdman.
I mean, it really is a great fucking cast. I'm into this whole movie.
Okay.
How does it make me feel? Hopeful? Happy?
It won awards. Venice, Telluride, New York. Film Festival. It's got pictures of people at the bottom in case you don't recognize their name, but you know what their face looks like.
Here's one thing that it does not do. Shock me.
Okay.
It doesn't shock me. It doesn't fill me with... it doesn't get me excited. I don't get...
Is that what you look for in a movie poster?
No, but sometimes...
Depends on the film.
Depends on the film. Like, sometimes... when the X-Men movie comes out and it's got Wolverine's hand with two claws out, you know?
Just two?
It's number two. See? And so there's that kind of, there's that aspect to it. I'm trying to think of other really great movie posters. You really kind of sprang this on me.
Yeah, I did.
But I do think that this doesn't, I remember Batman Returns, 1992.
Is that right? We're definitely going to check on that one.
Yeah, it could
release
be
date of
it could be
Batman Returns.
It could be 91.
Also Michael Keaton.
Also Michael Keaton.
Danny DeVito.
There is at least one where it just has the Batman symbol, and it says, the bat, the cat, the penguin.
Okay.
I was very into it.
Yes. The bat, the cat, the penguin. Similar to this in a way, in that it's a bunch of names with the card. I appreciate that this is at least there's like a graphic execution. It's not, the floating head poster kind of thing. There is a lineup of people's faces at the bottom, but interesting that there's no photo of Michael Keaton here. He's the top billed name, but no picture of
Who is this guy?
Do you know who this
him,
is?
Dude. That's him.
That's Michael Keaton?
Look at him. Look.
I'm not sure.
It's him playing the character that he plays in the play in the movie. Because look, he's wearing the wig.
That's not a wig.
He takes off the wig in the trailer. We haven't seen the movie, all right? We've only watched the trailer. You got to pick up on that stuff.
Who is this girl?
He is... What I like about it, though, is that this movie, he is not... It's a beautiful movie. I have not seen this film. And I give this movie 4 stars. Oscar buzz worthy.
I have not seen this film, and I give it 4 stars also.
I'll see you next week, Kendall.
Yes, where we will be reviewing in episode 2 a little
episode
film.
Episode 2? Attack of the Clones?
No, that's not... They don't own that language.
We're going to be looking at John Wick.
John Wick starring Keanu Reeves, so be sure to tune into that. You can find us at filmsofthefuture.com. We're on Twitter at films_future. And if you're interested in seeing Birdman or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance, it opens limited release October 17th, which happens
both
to be
of
the
them
day
do.
That we're
both of them do.
We're recording this podcast. And it opens a little bit wider, including in Chicago, which is where we record this podcast, Chicago, Illinois.
Historic Chicago.
Historic Chicago in the United States of America for our international listeners who've never heard of that city. Third largest in the United States.
For now.
For now.
Good night, everybody!
You never know when Austin's going to get... Anyway, it opens October 23rd. I'm definitely going to see it, considering I love it so much.
Yeah, me too. We'll see you then. Bye.